This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And this is the front lines. Make no mistake.
Tell your children.
I want to try to finish up with Jerry, Mr. Steele, get to a few more calls from Sherry, Cindy, and we'll talk to Ron and others coming up. We've got questions about the Zika virus and Rockefeller funded. I mean, wow. I wish we could keep our guests because these are great questions. But we'll have him back up soon. I'm not sitting here blank check worshiping the police. I'm the guy that wrote books on the police state. But that's a process of government to bring in a tyranny. That's our fault letting it get to this point. But clearly, they're trying to have the revolution against tyranny vent against the police. Clearly in mainstream media, they're setting police up like a pinata, in my view, as the scapegoat. And which it won't bring reform. It'll turn them into death squads, will be their response to being killed, in my view, historically. Mr. Steele, is that an accurate statement?
It is, Alex. And I'm doing a briefing later this week on ISIS as a false threat and Saudi Arabia as the real threat. And one of the questions I was asked to answer was, is there a legitimate competitor to ISIS? And the answer is, yes, there is. It's called legitimate governance. When wealth is concentrated and governance is out of control, overregulation, overtaxation, over or under benefits,
selective enforcement's the big one.
Yes, and so what you have here is you have a population. It's like rats being packed into an aquarium. People eventually start losing their minds. Good people start losing their minds, and cops, because they're uniforms, they're the easiest, most visible target for angry people who have lost their minds. The United States is not far behind Mexico.
Yeah, police especially just either ought to quit their jobs or help take the government back because, I mean, the globalists are willfully trying to make you the target. It's a really bold move, I got to say, of the establishment. And I think it's backfired because I talked to the police and military. They see through it, Mr. Steele.
But, Alex, I want to make a point here, which is Governor Abbott has less than 30 days to get his act together. If he does not sponsor these events in March, we will lose the election cycle.
No, I get it. We need to push that, and let's try to develop a plan to try to get him to do it or get some other governor to do it. I hear you. Jerry, final comment to what we were just talking about.
No final comment. I had one quick question. I think it's important. I have to go pick up my daughter from school. I'm a retired police officer and former Marine infantry.
Hoorah!
Mr. Steele, yeah, hoorah. So I have the question that's been mulling around is this issue of guaranteed minimum income. It sounds like, you know, pie in the sky. And I was thinking,
oh,
I don't know
it's
what...
It's a good idea.
But if
hey, Jerry, it's
did,
a good idea. And let me just tell you, I'm from New York, and I have New York values, and I also have Colorado values. Look, what it boils down to is there is plenty of wealth. One of the problems that we've had is we've tried to kill subsistence farming, subsistence everything. In Florida, it's illegal to harvest water and be off the grid. The government's
right. They're trying to put us all in a big plastic box. They're trying to make us poor on purpose. And then they make it about, you know, oh, you're not having a high enough wage. When we had an economy that would stabilize and everybody could be wealthy when it came to having their basic subsistence. We got a jump. Thank you, Jerry.
Yeah, my bottom line, Jerry, is that land needs to be owned by the community. Nobody should lack for food and shelter and clothing and education. And that is easy to do if you restore integrity to the government.
They want us crammed into big mega cities, renting from them, barely living hand to mouth, in a 200-square-foot coffin apartment, with the federal government having 60% of the land in the country. That needs to end. It needs to, you know, boom towns need to be created. Mining needs to be brought back. This country is almost completely untouched. Now is the time.
And imagine another frontier in which we start creating marijuana plantations, just like this Colorado town just did, which is going to make everybody in that town that was unemployed and without a penny rich.
Well, there are just hundreds of new industries and all sorts of innovations that have been blocked that will take us to the stars. Thank you, Mr. Steele. Great to have you on with us.
Oh, my pleasure, always.
Now, callers, I'm sure Max Kaiser and I can at least try to answer your questions because Steele's going. We got our next guest coming on. If you want to hold, says Sherry and Cindy and Mike and Ron, and we'll get to all of you coming up. Max Kaiser from Moscow.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Well, I tell you, the skyline of Moscow there on screen for TV viewers is burning with lights there at Red Square and the Kremlin. We're going to be going to Max Kaiser here in just a moment. What are we getting into in this hour? The world economy that he accurately predicted would start imploding. What's happening at Davos? What's happening in Moscow? Cologne women apologize for xenophobia by giving migrant roses following mass molestation. This is the political correct mental illness on display. That's up on InfoWars.com. Swedish police warn Stockholm main train station is now overrun by migrant teens, raping, molesting, you name it. They're now raping and groping women at public swimming pools, indoor swimming pools, and pooping in the pool. Gangs of all-male Moroccan migrant children take over. This is just the total takeover that's happening. Meanwhile, update, no evidence of a shooting at Naval Center. It was all just mind control, freak out, hysteria. with the wicked fleeing when none pursued, with the perception of mass gun shootings everywhere where they're actually down by over half. Here's AP, totally incredible headline. Task force urges doctors to screen all adults for depression under Obama executive order. They want to just force you to be screened for depression, where they ask these overly broad questions and then take your guns outside of law. U.S. Senator, Democrat, Senator warns the Authorization of Military Force bill is declaration of international martial law. The resolution is a total rewrite of the War Powers Clause of the Constitution, says the senator from Connecticut, Chris Murphy. By the way, he gave that speech before we ran the headlines last week, because nobody else was covering it. We didn't even know he did this, saying worldwide martial law. We use the exact terms. Worldwide military martial law is what I said. I mean, that's what it is. Doesn't mean they're going to actually execute it, but, I mean, they've never done stuff like this. I can't believe they're this naked about it. And then we'll talk about this. We're going to Kaiser in 60 seconds. If I die by committing suicide, don't believe it. Bill's former mistress fears Hillary's wrath. We'll put up drudgereport.com for folks and show you where you click to read that Infowars.com article by Don Salazar, one of our amazing researchers. One of the president of Bill Clinton's former mistresses fears the Clinton campaign to attempt to assassinate her. Former Miss Arkansas Sally Miller goes public. Boom, FBI investigators will go public if Obama Attorney General does not indict Hillary Clinton. That's what former Speaker Whip of the House Tom DeLay said. Boom, have video of that. Insider, top marketing billionaire. It doesn't matter about Trump. Hillary will win. That's up on Infowars.com. Continuing, new poll out, CBS News. Americans hate the U.S. government more than ever. What do you mean, the criminals that have hijacked it? That is just some of what is coming up. And we've got the Oregon so-called militia people and others that are up there taking over that building, getting caught driving cars, wearing weird sumo wrestler outfits, waving sex toys on TV. If they aren't being directed by the government, they ought to be, because that's worse than I ever imagined. I mean, you couldn't discredit people better. You couldn't make that up in a Mad Magazine article. So we're going to be talking about that some today as well. Boy, I'm against the Fed stealing land, and I'm against people looking like they're a monkey doing you-know-what with a football. Again, I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com. Max Kaiser and his trustworthy sidekick are in the freezing. I guess it's got to be like 9, 10 o'clock at night in Moscow. They're out there in the freezing sleet with just gorgeous images of the Orthodox Russian architecture there in Red Square with the Kremlin and the Royal Palace in the background. Max Kaiser, thank you so much. Of course, MaxKaiser.com, investigative journalist, author, Bitcoin baron. Thank you so much for joining us, Max.
Yeah, Alex, can you hear me? Just check on sound. Sounds good?
Yes, sir, and the video is spectacular. Talk about science fiction.
Fantastic video. Here we got Lenin Stoom right here. Right, and over this yellow, orangey building here, that is the Kremlin, of course. So that would be where Putin has his office, right in that building, right up there that we're looking at above the wall there of the Kremlin. So on the other side of that wall is the Kremlin. Just to give you an idea where we are. And it's absolutely stunning here. There's huge tourist activity because the ruble has crashed. And so this place is full of tourists, and it's a lot of fun. I tell your listeners and viewers to come on over. It's a heck of a lot of fun over here.
Well, you joined us from the Middle East in Egypt during riots and martial law. You joined us. That was declared martial law, folks, by the way. People say, martial law's never coming. Martial law's never coming. It's in like half the countries, basically, over there. You've been in Greece. You've been in everywhere. And now, literally, you can play the Johnny Cash song, I've Been Everywhere, Man. You've got Stacy there. I believe that is. Or I can't see her. Somebody else there.
That's Stacy. She's for sure the Oshunka. See, this is a Russian hat. Just got this. Beautiful.
So now you're in Moscow. Well, tell us what's happening in Moscow, and then let's get into the world economy.
Well, you know, the world economy, in large part, there's as I said, the ruble is crashing. The oil market's crashing. China is crashing. They're going into for a hard landing. And George Soros is threatening, I should say that the Chinese government has now come out and threatened George Soros and said, if you attack our currency, there will be consequences. So I think this is the first time that I can remember when a sovereign state has come out and threatened a speculator in this way. Of course, George Soros broke the Bank of England back in the early 90s and made a quick $1 billion, and he is a force to be reckoned with. But the currency wars are hot. They're getting hotter, and these volatility in the currency wars are absolutely getting outrageous. And funny enough, Bitcoin, I don't want to talk about Bitcoin right now, but just that it's one of the least volatile currencies when you compare it to, the ruble and the Brazilian real and the South African rand. Who? All these currencies, Alex, by the way, they're all making new all-time highs against gold. So gold is now once again becoming a huge factor as really the go-to currency.
We're gonna get into this here with the amazing shots you're showing us as you walk towards. What is that, the old Imperial Palace? What's the thing that looks
like? St. Basil's Cathedral.
Yeah, it looks like a Martian moon base has landed, or it looks like an alien spaceship.
This is kind of like the main symbol of Russia. You know, in America, we might have the Grand Canyon or Mount Rushmore. This is kind of the main symbol of Russia right here in Red Square, and it's quite beautiful. When you're right here, it's stunning.
Well, I appreciate you marching towards us so we can see that. And the other time it's a nostril cam. But this is amazing. Max, let's get into George Soros finally biting off more than he can chew, trying to manipulate the Chinese into a crash, which he's been running around.
You like this shot better, Alex? It's not the nostril cam. How about this, better?
I'm just having some humor. You're awesome. Yes, sir. Please continue. Continue with George Soros.
Yeah, well, Soros, you know, he's an old currency war veteran. He's, of course, attacking China. But China is a really bad case right now. Their economy was built on $17 trillion or so of debt, and now it's all imploding. And this, of course, is driving up demand for oil. Oil is collapsing. And here's this remarkable thing that just happened today, is that the bankers have come out, Deutsche Bank has come out and begged the European Central Bank not to engage in any more quantitative easing, because they feel that this would only strengthen the dollar, and that would make oil even weaker, and that would send the global economy into even deeper depressionary, deflationary funk. So now you have a bank who's telling the Central Bank of Europe, the European Central Bank, stop printing money, stop quantitative easing, you're killing the global economy. So this is a remarkable turnaround, because for 7 years, all they did was print money to bail out the bankers. Now even the bankers, to get all the free money, are begging them, stop it. You're destroying the global economy.
But if they do raise interest rates, as they're starting to do, that also puts things into a cardiac arrest. You've been pretty accurate so far. Your predictions were a little bit early, but they've come true. What's the next shoe to drop as we talk to you as you march towards the symbol of Russia there in Red Square?
Well, it's the more, you know, it's a continuation of more of the same, that the there's no ability to create enough growth to pay down any significant amount of debt. And therefore, the debt implosion, the cyclone of debt is only getting worse, and it's pulling economies down. And we're starting to see volatility, and markets are down. China was down another 6%. China markets down something almost 50% from the highs, Alex. That's a huge drop down. We're seeing a lot of the distress in the high-end real estate market. We're seeing the top end of the real estate market now starting to collapse. So this is the post-2008 collapse that I predicted would happen 2 years ago. I was early. It's happening now. I don't think I was alone.
But it is happening the way you pretty much predicted it, which is very, very hard to do. I mean, it's easy to say things are untenable. It's going to have some kind of collapse. But you did predict how it would start unraveling very, very nicely.
Well, it's better to be a little early than too late.
Oh, that's true.
If you don't prepare yourself in time, it's going to be too late. In the case of gold, for example, if you don't have yourself positioned to buy gold, you're going to be out of luck. But so it's better to be early in this case. And all the forces that are coming together, I mean, most of the guests on your show have been talking about this. It's only on CNBC and these other outlets that they try to do a cheerleader for markets, even though it's highly destructive. But here in Russia, it's a very interesting story, because the ruble has collapsed, but it's turned the local economy around, because people are now turning inward and they're growing their own food now. and they're exploring their domestic economy in new ways. And actually, even though you have a fall in the oil price, in dollar terms, it has not fallen as much in ruble terms. So the ruble has actually gained purchasing power during this recent collapse.
Max, stay there. It's crystal clear now, and I hope during the break, if Stacy can do it, I mean, take a break if you need to, kind of pan around and show us this incredible. It's like HD now. Earlier it was a little bit pixelated. We're going to come back to you in red square as you talk about what's happening in the world economy, what you think is coming next, what you think is happening in the election, and other, you know, breaking things that are developing. And we're going to take some phone calls on just a whole bunch of different wild card issues.
Fires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new 4-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
We've got Kremlin police in the background as Max Sizer hops up and down in the 17-degree temperature trying to stay warm. Max, what time is it there in Red Square in the capital of Russia, Moscow?
It's about 10:30 p.m. Done a beautiful evening here. And, yeah, we're in Red Square. And it's all happening right here, Alex. As you know, we came to you live from Cairo. We came to you live from Athens. And now we're coming to you live from Moscow. Have you seen all the crazy propaganda coming out of the United Kingdom against Russia lately and Vladimir Putin about this disgraced spy, Litvinenko, who, of course, found himself murdered by polonium-210 poisoning? And this rent-a-drudge in the UK decided that it all has to do with Putin. And this is the absolute pinnacle of hypocrisy, Alex, because here you have a government, the United Kingdom, who, if you recall, going back to the 70s, were murdering dozens of their own countrymen in Belfast, human rights lawyers and their associates getting slaughtered and murdered by the UK government. Or let's go back to Margaret Thatcher's day. Her entire front bench was caught in a pedophile scandal, raping children and murdering them. She knew it and used that information to rule as a dictator in the United Kingdom to put forth policies that were the same as social cleansing in the UK. That's Margaret Thatcher. Now we've got David Cameron and his austerity measures. People are killing themselves because of Cameron's austerity.
He's well, let's expand on that. We just had the head of all Russia's intelligence die mysteriously. There's clearly warfare going on. Soros is trying to overthrow and others Russia publicly. They're blowing up power plants in Ukraine. I mean, war crimes, and I'm not even defending Russia here, but it's so obvious that the West is starting a war, and then 10 years after the spy dies, who our sources say was really a double agent, and the West probably took him out, they're saying Putin's a murderer to try to bring in new sanctions. What are they hoping to do? Push his approval rating up even more?
Well, they're trying to discredit Putin because, of course, he's the only one in Syria that is restoring any kind of order at all. He's making everyone look horrible, and so this is some kind of attempt to discredit the only credible statesman out there today who's doing things in the Middle East that the U.S. has been trying to do for years and has failed miserably to do. And I think they feel embarrassed by the presence of somebody who's actually getting stuff done. And so they're trying to discredit him. But this is a huge propaganda war. And the ability for the U.S. to engage in this is failing. I mean, RT, where I do my show, is growing by leaps and bounds. Ed Schultz has just got a new show in RT America. You know, people are coming over because they realize that RT is the last bastion of a free, independent.
Well, you got Larry King on there, and you know he's putting out he's putting out Americana stuff. He's not like saluting the Putin.
No, the media tables are turning, and the U.S. the BBC is a shameless propaganda.
Hey, why do you think Al Jazeera just went down? I tell you, you talk about putting out party line. I mean, I know you worked there previously, but boy, why is Al Jazeera America shutting down? In your view?
They tried to toe the line. They were much too conservative, and nobody wanted to watch them. We told them that they needed to be more like Fox News and less like the BBC. But Al Jazeera wanted to be accepted, so they didn't do anything controversial whatsoever. They were very plain vanilla. It's like watching Walter Cronkite in 1965.
Now, yeah, exactly. You're actually on the big RT, which is in hotel rooms all over the world. It's in all of Europe. It's on broadcast TV in Europe. For folks that don't know, RT is now much bigger than CNN and all other Western media because people think it's more accurate. And I don't think it's perfect. I've seen some pro-Russia propaganda that's a little slanted, but most of it's pretty darn accurate compared to our media. What a revolutionary thought.
Well, yeah, I mean, we were here for the 10-year anniversary a couple of weeks ago, and Jesse Ventura was here, and a lot of folks were here, and Vladimir Putin gave a speech and basically just said, look, my job is to sit in the Kremlin and govern the country. Your job is to do television news. You do what you have to do, and I'll do what I got to do. The paths don't cross, and we have absolute freedom. That's why, I'll tell you something right now that most mainstream media won't tell you, that Deutsche Bank in Germany is the next Lehman Brothers. Okay, look at the stock price. It's down remarkably. It looks like a absolute cascading, you know, rocket about to hit planet Earth in an enormous explosion. Deutsche Bank, they've got over $100 trillion in derivatives on their books. They're all horrible. They've got all this exposure to oil and gas. This bank is about to go under. But you won't hear this on any other mainstream media.
Hey, this is huge. You've told us about so many things before they happen. We'll get the inside scoop with Max Keiser. Take your phone calls and more straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. This is The InfoWar, InfoWars.com. They don't want that website getting out there, folks. They're going to a lot of trouble to try to block it. Don't let them win. Spread the word today. Send it out on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, everywhere. Send our articles out.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Himself with the truth. It is time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Fellow liberty-loving maniac, you can cut to his dances to the Gypsy Kings doing Hotel California. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Hotel California. It's okay. The original band that did it, but who does the Hotel California? Is that the Eagles or something? It is. Let me tell you, though, the Gypsy Kings do it. It's good. Let's crank it up for a minute. That's the big international TV star all over the world, Max Keiser, acting like a Warner Brothers cartoon character. But that's good, because we're just real, folks. You know, he's teleprompter-free on his show. So am I. See, because you're supposed to have analysts and pundits and researchers that actually know what they're talking about and don't need a script. I mean, we have the documents, we have the articles, we have the numbers. In fact, you'd never go in any place and see like 300 news articles in front of somebody. I've actually looked and scanned through almost all these stacks today. We got a few I didn't get to. I mean, there's so much going on. Before we get into the economy, Lehman Brothers, part two, all of that with you, Max, I want to hit some of the other stuff, and then after we cover that, take some calls. What do you make of what's happening with Hillary, what's happening with Trump? Do you think Clinton's rapes and settling rapes and women coming out saying they fear for their lives? We'll put drudgereport.com on screen and show folks where they can click through and read that article at Infowars.com. I mean, is there anything that can unseat Hillary Rodham Clinton? And out of all the players, Bernie Sanders talks about inequity but doesn't tell people why it's crony capitalism. Hillary, we know, is the consummate insider saying she's not. What do you think of Ted Cruz? What do you think of Donald Trump? What's your take on election 2016 from Red Square?
Well, Alex, we entered really a vortex a few weeks ago. The event horizon was crossed when Donald Trump was on Alex Jones. And what I mean by that is you've been in the trenches for years developing this audience of an alternative media with an alternative voice. And here's a presidential candidate who realizes that mainstream media is a complete waste of time. And he goes on the Alex Jones show. Now, Bernie Sanders on the other side of the aisle also realizes that he can reach out with an audience of alternative media as well, and he gets enormous traction. But this is a presidential election. We're going to sweep out all the old, and we're bringing in the new. I think Hillary Clinton is toast, and I think that Donald Trump is going to be the Republican nominee. 64% now Republicans think that Trump's going to be the nominee. Personally, I'd like to see Trump get in the White House because I think he would be the right billionaire at the right time to kick out the other billionaires. Remember, Vladimir Putin had to kick out the kleptocrats when he came into office in the early 90s, and the Russian economy benefited as a result. Putin is anti-kleptocrat. He's anti-oligarch. Same thing with Trump. If Trump gets in, he will kick out the other oligarchs, the Michael Bloombergs, the billionaires that are ruling and destroying America, the Koch brothers. He'll get rid of them. That's my thought.
And by the way, he said he likes Putin and what he's done, kicking out the cronies. And so I don't usually say man on a white horse. You know, I want some guy, a strong man, to save me. We're already having him try to give people martial law, and no one cares. I mean, we've reached such a crisis point that we know Jeb Bush and Hillary ain't it. I mean, Trump can possibly be. And, I don't want to say behind-the-scenes stuff, but Trump claims that he's aware of almost everything, basically.
Look, we had in America the robber barons who were anxious to destroy America, and Teddy Roosevelt assumed the White House, and he destroyed. He became the trust buster, and he swept out the plutocrats.
The Sherman Antitrust Act of 1906.
And he broke up the oil company, Standard Oil, et cetera. A lot of people in his class thought he betrayed his class because he's a rich guy, the Roosevelt family, very rich Fifth Avenue family. But he assumed power and he kicked out the oligarchs, the robber barons, as they were called. And that's what America needed. That's what I thought Obama was going to do when he came into office. I thought he was going to, throw down and get rid of a lot of these crony capitalists.
Well, I wouldn't even care. I mean, I'd care less if we had some robber barons that actually wanted to hire people like Henry Ford and actually said, I pay people so they can buy a car. I mean, it's like these are anti-free market. I mean, look at Obama going to Africa saying, you can't have cars, you can't have air conditioning. Why not say, we're going to develop clean cars and air conditioning? I mean, just to say it from Air Force One on a red carpet.
Well, what we have in this century is the billionaire class that uses financial products and financialization. So it's different than Henry Ford, who manufactured cars, and there's something tangible about that, and there was a manufacturing base. But here you have billionaires that have gotten their billions through flipping paper, through stocks and bonds and financialization and derivatives. And that adds absolutely nothing to the economy. And they're entrenched in the system along with the central bank. But as I said earlier, it's remarkable that Deutsche Bank and other bankers are begging Mario Draghi at the European Central Bank to stop printing money because he's doing more harm than good. I've been saying it on your show for several years now that printing money causes deflation It doesn't fight deflation. Now Deutsche Bank and other bankers are agreeing with what I've been saying on your show for years. That all the money printing, all it does, it supports the zombie banks who use all the free money to just roll over all of the debt that's no good. It's junk debt. They should be allowed to fail if, in fact, this was a free market. But by keeping them propped up with all the money printing, they are a huge impediment for economic growth. And now even the bankers themselves realize that they don't want the free money anymore. It's just killing the economy.
Sure. What are the next triggers? And then I want to get into some hardcore news and take calls. What, in your view?
The next triggers are in the oil market. What's been remarkable is that if you look at the price of oil, it's gone down. But the transportation index, which is an index of stocks tied to transportation, it's also gone down. But usually, if the price of oil goes down, transportation companies go up or people benefit from a lower gas price. But now we're seeing lower oil prices trigger a financial collapse because all the oil is backed by junk bonds. And those junk bonds are now all deflating in value. They're all crashing. So the lower oil price is not helping the economy at all.
Let's go further. As the oil companies got caught by the AP in 2000 on a six-year plan that went back to 94, the Big Ten kept meeting in New York and in other U.S. cities. In their lawsuit, they got the documents saying, we're going to have wildcatters in the future. They predicted the shale market coming up. The tar sands, they said, we've got to get fake environmentalists that we fund to shut down. This is in the documents. To shut down all these new refineries and don't let new ones get opened. So even if the Saudis or somebody have a war, and they saw this 17, 18 years ago, and lower prices, we will create an artificial bottleneck. So gas should be like $1 a gallon now. That would actually help the economy. It hurts a bunch of other areas of the economy to have oil that low, but it should be translating like $1.10. Okay, or $1.20. No, it's not. So we're getting both. Oil's really plunging in the real market, but by the time we get it, it's so rigged, we're still paying way more than we should because the oil companies have the refineries, and so it doesn't matter if there's a glut. They've suspended reality yet again, Kaiser. A double screw job.
Two points. Number one, you made there in terms of the gas price, but the important thing to remember is that behind this industry is a structured financial market of bonds that are all now unable to pay their interest payments, and they're all collapsing. So this is causing a chain reaction.
And all these other loans to the wildcatters are going belly up.
Deutsche Bank is a huge lender to the oil business, and that's why it's going down. Now, you mentioned the shale industry for a second. The shale industry in America was not even profitable when oil was $80 a barrel. The whole shale so-called revolution was a hoax because the life of an average shale project does not last long enough to pay the debt that you need.
It was an investor hoax.
It is a hoax. It was cash flow negative from day one. And that's when oil was $80 a barrel. Now the oil is $30 a barrel. Not only are you getting a negative cash flow on all the shale rigs in America, but all the junk bonds and now all the banks that lent, like a Deutsche Bank or all these money center banks that lent into this hoax, they're now collapsing. So it doesn't matter if gas price goes to 20 cents a gallon. If in fact the credit market seize up completely like in 2008, which is that now going to happen again, that's the least of your worry is that you're going to, you know, pay.
And then the property tax market goes belly up. Because they're not getting all that oil and gas money. It is
because they'll bring in capital controls, bail-ins, bank seizures, money seizures. So what are you paying 50 cents a gallon? If the bank just took all the money out of your account like they did in Cyprus, you know, it doesn't matter.
And so you're saying that's coming.
They took all your money.
That brings me to the next point. We played this video twice. I'm not going to play it again right now. We'll play it next hour when David Knight's in. But video, Senator Warren's authorization to use military force bill is declaration of international martial law. And it's Mitch McConnell, the Republicans, are handing Obama and the next president what even Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy calls a declaration of international martial law. The resolution is a total rewrite of the War Powers Clause of the Constitution. And we have Ron Paul saying the same thing. We said this last week. He said this last week. I didn't even know he said it till last night. No coverage, Max Kaiser. That's two big stories. The biggest War Powers Act, bigger than World War II, unlimited, insane, and it's not even in the news. I hope you cover it on your big RT show. I hope this gets out. This should be big news for the Russians right here with NATO knocking on your door.
Well, yeah, NATO is the aggressor. And, you know, part of the problem is that Victoria Nuland, her husband, is a lobbyist for Monsanto. Monsanto, the genetically modified seeds, they want to get into Ukraine. Vladimir Putin, who works right over there in the Kremlin, has said that he doesn't want genetically modified seeds anywhere near Russia. He thinks that it's a disaster.
He wants to be the global leader in organic food.
That's what he says. So that's part of this whole Ukraine situation is that Victoria Nuland, who famously got caught talking on the phone, organizing a coup in the Ukraine, her husband works for Monsanto, basically. And so that is causing this huge tension. And the NATO is really the aggressor in all of this. And if you look at why the story you mentioned before, the War Powers Act, et cetera, the news is not being covered. If you look at this, you know, I'm a little older than you, Alex, so I don't know, you know, you probably, you know, I was alive during the 1960s, during the Vietnam War, and, you know, they used to see the bodies on the news come back from war. You used to see shots from the actual front line.
Yeah, Walter Cronkite said we had a right to see it.
Right. And then one of the lessons that was learned on that war is never show the consequences of war anymore. Don't show the bodies. Don't show the coffins. And it's very rarely do we see that anymore because it's become sanitized. Americans don't understand that if they organize bombs dropping all over the Middle East in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, and 1 million or 2 million migrants show up on Europeans' doorstep because of their actions, that a lot of people are going to not like America and the United Kingdom for bombing those people to causing that migration crisis. And that has a ripple effect. And this is where countries like Russia are stepping in and saying, look, let's be adults about this. Let's offer some conversation, some diplomacy. And he's hated for it.
Sure. Will there be a Walter Cronkite moment in America where even the elite see the images of children running burned by napalm and say, has the war been lost? Is it time to stop this? I mean, is there some point where people finally go, enough is enough? But you said it. We're not seeing those images other than shows like mine and yours and, you know, the Drudge Report or whatever. And so but there is a shift happening where we now, in many cases, have more listeners and viewers than, you know, CNN and MSNBC combined. I mean, I hate to say that. It's kind of a weird thought that we have 28 million viewers and listeners that come through every week one way or another. You have tens of millions as well. I mean, Max, my God, you're on every continent on broadcast TV and cable. I mean, that's got to shake up the system. I know they're trying to shut down RT. Congress and the State Department and Hillary have been calling to ban your show in the United States.
Right. They tried to shut down RT. They shut down Press TV in the UK. They took them off the satellite. But you ask, what's that moment that's going to trigger a kind of a Vietnam? Remember in the Vietnam War, you had the Kent State shooting, which was galvanized the youth movement and really it was a turning point in the anti-war protests of that era. I think what's going on in Flint, Michigan right now has the potential to galvanize this generation to understand that their government is trying to kill them. Flint, Michigan is a third world hellhole where people are dying because of the local politicians taking huge bribes from other industrialists and kleptocrats, and they don't care at all about the local population. They're killing people. I mean, Michael Moore, who, okay, is not well-liked by many folks who think he's too liberal or what have you, but he's been documenting Flint, Michigan for many, many years, and he's right there on the scene. And he's providing those images that we're talking about and providing good journalism.
Sure. Well, our journalists have been there. We have the HD That's drone right. footage. We talked to the locals. Leanne McAdoo and Mr. Zimmerman just got back just a few days ago, and they said it's over the top. The point is, it's the infrastructure falling apart. It's NAFTA. It's GATT. It's globalism is the reason that's all imploding. And my problem is a Michael Moore or a Bernie Sanders sell this pie-in-the-sky stuff that'll fix it when the problem is crony capitalism and globalism, not capitalism. Capitalism produces the best water treatment plants, the best civilizations. They're scapegoating capitalism, and that's my problem.
I agree. I would agree with that point. But and to also to your point, you did have reporters on the ground in Flint. But the infrastructure, as we're saying, in these towns and these cities is really collapsing. And the results are really sickening to many people. And I think that might be a kind of call to arms moment where the population of America realizes that, you know,
that's
we're not safe in our own towns.
That's what began to bring down the old Soviet Union, was stuff like Chernobyl blowing up. And you know, we see more and more of our reactors leaking. They just cover it up. So I think more and more in the West, we're going to have Chernobyl moments. And there's just going to be a certain point when our kids are dying around us that we're just going to be done with the central government and its red carpets and, you know, all its bull about the Oscars and all this other diversion. We're sick of the Oscars. We're sick of it all. We're sick of Obama. We're sick of the Republicans. We're sick of you people. Let's go ahead and take a call from George in Connecticut. You're on the air with Max Kaiser. By the way, again, your senator is saying we're going under martial law. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm glad he's saying something positive lately. Anyway, Max, I'm wondering, what's the best place to I have an IRA, but the problem is, where the heck do you put your investment in so it's safe? I thought gold, something like Peter Schiff's idea of putting it into a solid gold, not just the paper, because the paper is so manipulated. Or are there any other recommendations you can possibly make?
Yeah, Max, what are you doing?
Well, like Gerald Celente says, I don't give personal financial advice. And as Celente says, he buys gold for his golden years. And gold is, of course, making new all-time highs in many currencies around the world. It's the dollar has not made a new all-time high against the dollar yet, but I think it will. And I've been saying it on your show for years. I mean, this is the last man standing.
Well, Kaiser, let me get hard on this point. I appreciate your call, George. Great point. And we're going to go to callers. I'm doing this break here, skipping it. This is so important. Look, I, you know, Harvey Dent, or Harry Dent, not the guy from Batman, but the former Bane turnaround expert.
Yeah.
He's been accurate in a lot of predictions.
Yep.
So has Schiff. So have you. But you guys have all differ on the future. I know gold's real. I know it's not just a commodity. It's used as an industrial metal. The Chinese, the Indians, others are buying it. Governments, the University of Texas is buying it. I know it's an emergency hedge. If everything collapses, people get what it is. So is silver. And I'm into physically holding it. I've never sold any of it that I've got. Not the stuff I bought at $300 an ounce, the stuff I bought at $1,400 an ounce. I never bought once it went above that. So I'm comfortable, you know, in my decision because, I mean, I know somewhere down the road, 5-10 years, it's going to go stratospheric because you can look at the bubbles. You can look at, you know, it won't just be deflation forever. It'll be inflation in the currencies, even if there's deflation in the real economy and depression. But, I mean, you know, so you and Dent, I both respect both of you. You're both really smart cookies. He's saying it's going to be low for 10 years. It's gone up a little bit. But overall, he says it's going to be down for 10 years. You say it's going back up. So debate that right here.
Sure. Look, Harry Dent has been really good in terms of the last 5 years. If you with all the people that you just mentioned, he's probably got the hottest hand in terms of calling deflation, where everyone else has really been saying inflation. He was very good to say deflation. All commodities have been deflating. Oil is deflating. And he includes gold in that basket. But my response would be, look at gold outside of just the U.S. dollar, because if you look at it through other currencies, it's reacting very, very well. It's hitting new all-time highs, number one.
Sure,
number
so two, outside of the rigged economy, it's doing well.
Well, on a global basis, it's responding well. And the second point I would make is that what one aspect that Mr. Dent does not get into that I think is worthy of consideration that would change the dynamic pretty dramatically is if a country like Russia or China decides to partially back their currency with gold. So gold is once again monetized. Then it's really a different paradigm at that point. And you'll see, I think, gold resume its longstanding.
Okay, let's jump.
Role.
I want to go to more calls, but a few other things you personally are doing.
I'm just sticking to precious metals, as I've said before. I love Bitcoin. I think Bitcoin is a huge value reserve. I have the Bitcoin capital. We've raised, since I was on your show last time, we've raised over $400,000 in the last few weeks since I was on your show for Bitcoin capital. So people are putting money into Bitcoin. They get a daily dividend in Bitcoin, and we're putting money to work in new emerging companies in Bitcoin. It's for qualified investors only, and it's similar to gold in that it has attributes like gold, but it's obviously not for everybody. It's a very special type of consideration. But other than that, It's about, you know, I listen to Salente when he's on your show too. I mean, he's dead right. You know, get rid of your debt and prepare for the worst.
All right, fair enough, Max Kaiser. We're going to play this little 3-minute response for Dent when he's on this Thursday and then have a, serious discussion about this to really suss out, for folks to make decisions. Let's go to some phone calls here again. Let's go ahead and talk to Sherry in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead, Sherry.
Thank you, Alex. Listen, everything you're saying, Mr. Kaiser, I agree, but I want to look at it for a second from a standpoint of socialism as I see it. And the word fettered, I hear fettered referred to restricted, and it suggests unfair treatment. And fettered has been used to describe democratic socialism. But if we restrict banks, that's not unfair. You know, if we restrict predatory lending, there's nothing unfair about that. The better word is trammeled, and I want to just throw that in. Trammeled is like throwing a net over a wild animal like the Federal Reserve, and I have a problem. The only dictator I can see is the Federal Reserve, not Bernie Sanders, if he gets
in. No, I hear you. I appreciate your call. I get what you're saying. We're all worried about a dictatorship. We have the private Federal Reserve saying it's above the law on PBS and rules everything, screwing us over, and it's privately owned. And we've been under it for 102 years. Max Kaiser.
If I understand, the question is kind of asking why would I lean toward Trump and not toward Sanders? Is that a fair? Is that kind of the question?
Sure. She's just saying we're already under a dictatorship, so why not just get a different flavor of it?
Well, it's tough to unpack what the caller was saying there. She's talking about socialism and what fettered or unfettered. I mean, can you break it down for me what that question was more specifically?
I think she's saying we're already under a form of socialism. I call it fascism.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if the question is, are we, the central banks have an enormous amount of centralized power, and this is not good, and it's causing a lot of damage to the point where the banks themselves are trying to dismantle these bankers because they're causing this disruption, this deflation. So.
Sure. I'm going to go to Tyrone in a minute, but I want to go to John real quick just to talk about it. They are saying the new X-Files character is mainly based on me, but the material they cover is going to be based on InfoWars stories like human-animal hybrids, which is admitted in the news, but it doesn't get a lot of traction. Then it's in a fiction movie. Let's get John's take on that. John in Michigan, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, I just think it's really dangerous that they're going to fictionalize all these facts. You know, and people are going to watch X-Files, and then they're going to hear someone talking about something and be like, oh, yeah, I saw that on X-Files. Just like people are like, oh, yeah, I saw that in a movie. Oh, yeah, I saw that on YouTube. It can't be real. You know,
that's a great point. What do you think's behind Chris Carter coming out saying, I like Alex Jones. I think world government's a real threat. I don't think he's right-wing. He's libertarian. I like him. We've exchanged email. He says he admires me. I mean, we're going to hook up and talk soon. But, I mean, what do you think that sounds like, Max Kaiser? That's one of the biggest TV shows in U.S. history. What does that signify?
It signifies that you're winning. And, I mean, that could be one of the choices here could be that the message that you've put forward is now become unarguable. People are starting to understand it. You're winning. That's the point of it all.
Well, we're winning, brother.
Yeah, I mean, this is the you know what I've said all along for people who watch your show and they say that guy sounds a bit like he's not. You know, I say, wait 6 months, because the stuff he's saying today, 6 months from now, will be part of the mainstream news cycle. You have to listen to your show for at least 6 months before you can say anything about it. Listen to Alex Jones for 6 months, and then you'll understand what millions of people around the world understand, is that what you're saying today doesn't sound like it fits today, but it does in 6 months.
Wow, what a plug. Do 5 more minutes with us. I know you're freezing your butt off and almost
a I'm starting to get cold now.
11 o'clock, 5 more minutes. I want to come back. We have callers like Tyrone wants to talk Bitcoin with you and Supreme Court justices and more. Thank you, John, from Michigan. You know, I think it's a mixed bag, this X-Files thing, but it does signify that they can't ignore the zeitgeist. Back in 70 seconds. By the way, I didn't plug this hour. Huge specials in today. Free shipping, a bunch of other stuff. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, 15% off X2, and your support. Support's absolutely needed, folks. Our bills are huge. InfoWarsLife.com. Network.